Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell, on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Well, it must be the first Thursday of the month here in Southern Arizona because we are broadcasting live from Main Gate Square for the first Thursday Art Walk, one of our favorite places to be. Once again, this is Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications on the menu live for this January 7th edition. Happy New Year to all my foodies who are listening across Southern Arizona on AM 1330, The Jolt, and all of the others who are listening worldwide on TucsonsJolt.com. We are here broadcasting live from the famous Sinbad's Restaurant. Yes, indeed. Sinbad's Restaurant at 810 East University Boulevard, right in the heart of Main Gate Square. This is the place you have to be. There is so much going on here at Main Gate Square. They've got a wine tasting at Old Dubliner. They've got chalk art outside of Gentle Ben's. The world-famous Odaiko Sonora drummers are going to be rattling everyone's cages here at Geronimo's Plaza in just a few minutes. Outside of Silvermine Subs, there's a public participation mural, and the queen of Main Gate herself, Vila Gerald, from Vila Thai Cuisine. She's hosting her ever-famous wine tasting for $5. Again, we are broadcasting live from Main Gate Square at Sinbad's, where our good friends are offering half off all appetizers from now until close. Half off all appetizers. That means hummus and baba ganoush and dolmades and falafel and all of the good-for-you snacks that you come to expect from this world-renowned restaurant where what is serving as a backdrop for this historical occasion here. And I can't think of a better place to be. A family affair. We've got live music and all kinds of great things going on. And as all of our listeners know, here on the first Thursday Art Walk down at Main Gate Square, we like to introduce to our listeners the featured artist of the month. And as our first guest will tell us, Mary Lou Williams is our featured artist. Mary Lou, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Well, thank you, Matt Russell. It's just great to be here.
Well, I am such a fan of your work. I've had the chance to go around your website and take a look at the unique pieces that you've created, and I understand some of your work is exhibited here across Main Gate Square. But before we go into telling people exactly how they can find out a little bit about you, I want to learn a little bit about you myself. Tell me a little bit about your history as an artist.
Oh, well, my history is Winslow, Arizona. That's where I'm from, so not too many people around here these days were actually born in Arizona.
That's right, a native. I love it.
And when I came to Tucson, I had to go to school here. I just fell in love with it, and I've been here for 68 years. Yeah.
Wow, good
the
for
next
you.
One, next year is the big one, right?
Now, have you actually been an artist for most of that time?
Well, let's say since I was 6 years old, sure.
Okay.
I used to like to sit around and draw and paint, and there wasn't a television, and so that's what I used to like to do.
And so what were some of your early inspirations as a young artist wanting to communicate through the visual arts to the world? How did you get inspired to start creating these wonderful works of art?
By being alone in a big red desert.
So nature speaks to you in a very profound way.
Yeah.
And talk to us a little bit about your style. I mean, it's quite unique. I mean, there are folks that do the kind of work that you do, but your stuff is pretty unique. Tell us about your style.
Well, let's see. I like to illustrate things. I'm not very good in the abstract world, although I like it. But I like to draw stuff, and I like to draw what's around me, and I like to draw people. So a lot of I'm good at landscapes, and I like every architecture. I've done lots of architectural posters and silk screen, and I've done lots of paintings of historical buildings in Tucson.
Mm.
And I've been doing it for many years and teaching at Pima, teaching drawing.
Oh, great. And when I look at your work, Mary Lou Williams, it seems to me that there are stories that your pieces tell. I mean, I look at one piece in particular, and I almost hear what was going through your mind when you were creating these pieces in terms of telling stories. You obviously spent a great amount of time outdoors. When you travel across Southern Arizona, and in fact across the state, and you're captivated by something or someone, do you automatically think about how that vision can be manifest in art?
Absolutely.
And how does that happen?
I don't know. I guess it's a response to things that you think are beautiful or odd or quirky, and then things that are specifically in place.
Sure.
The place, and says it about the place.
Right.
And then I try to get that in print. And I paint and I do all kinds of media, but prints I can sell for less. They are still original work. And in that realm, I can say wonderful, happy things about the world.
Wow, and that's what this show is all about, Mary Lou. It's a wonderful, happy place to be. We're talking to Mary Lou Williams, the featured artist of the month here on the first Thursday Art Walk down here at Mangate Square. Mary Lou, where can people find some of your work? I know it's exhibited at certain places here around Mangate tonight.
Well, it's that wonderful Vila has allowed me to hang her things in her restaurant.
Beautiful.
For a while here, so that'll be great.
That's great. And she has this lovely art gallery right next door to her restaurant upstairs, as our listeners know.
Yes, she does. And then I have some at the Botanical Gardens, and I have some right now at Tucson Arts District Studios.
Right, so you're well represented across Greater Tucson.
And I show in different galleries, but I sell off the website mostly, and from my studio at home, and from people who know my work.
And how can people get an idea for the work that you do? A website address that you want to give our listeners?
Yes, it's CorazonFineArtPrints.com.
CorazonFineArtPrints.com. Great.
That's it. And it's Mary Lou Williams. If you want to Google it up, it's there.
Mary Lou Williams is our featured artist of the month for the first Thursday Art Walk down here at on January 7th. We are broadcasting live from 810 East University Boulevard, which is where all the magic is happening tonight. This is Sinbad's Restaurant, the place to be. Again, Matt Russell reporting live from Mangate Square. Mary Lou Williams, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy day. I know our listeners will want to come down here on their way home from work to meet you in person. You're going to be here. Your son's going to be here. I'm sure you'll sign a few autographs, and hopefully people will be captivated by the work you do and take some of your stuff home tonight.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks for spending some time with us.
Thanks a lot.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we return, we're going to be talking wine tastings for the rest of this great weekend, and then for the second half of the show, we're talking to the man, the myth, Mr. Sam Musselmani from Sinbad's Restaurant. Stick around.
Hey guys, there's nothing like a tux to make you look your best for that special occasion. Right now, Hem & Her is offering an extraordinary selection of tuxedos for only $129. Own your tuxedo without the hassle and repeated cost of a rental. Hem & Her is located at 4004 North Stone Avenue, between Prince and Wetmore. Look your best in your very own tux for only $129. Online at hemandhertucson.com.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Mangate Square, of course! Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Mangate Square's the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.mangatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Mangate Square.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
The Danish wine sensation Svend Wine has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svend Wine. Relying on European technology, Svend Wine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through Svend Wine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, Svend Wine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach Svend Wine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your Svend Wine online at svendwine.com. That's www.svendwine.com. Svend Wine, think outside the bottle.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications, broadcasting once again on the first Thursday of the month, this January 7th Happy New Year edition, live from Main Gate Square, as we do each and every first Thursday of the month. And we are delighted to be hosted by our good friend, Mr. Sam Musselmani from Sinbad's Restaurant here at 810 East University Boulevard, quite literally in the heart of Main Gate Square. This is the place where all the action is tonight. I would strongly encourage you to stop by Main Gate Square on the way home from work tonight and come see what all the buzz is about. They've got half-price appetizers, half-off all appetizers here at Sinbad's Restaurant, the best hummus and baba ganoush. Joel, I pronounced baba ganoush correctly. Maybe Sam will tell me that I'm not, but I'm doing my best, buddy. I really am. Hummus and baba ganoush and dalmatis and some of the best for you, best-tasting food ever in Southern Arizona is being served up tonight, and I tell you, the aromas coming out of this restaurant, I just can't even begin to do them justice. But joining Sam and what he's offering is a great wine tasting out at Old Dubliner. There's out of Gentle Ben's, there's some great chalk art. The world famous Odaiko Sonora drummers are going to be rocking Geronimo's Plaza here later on tonight at Silvermine Subs. They have a public participation mural, and of course the queen of Main Gate Square herself, Miss Vila Gerald from Vila Thai Cuisine, is going to be doing her famous wine tastings just for $5 here at Main Gate Square. Before we go to our next guest, I just want to take this time, I don't do it regularly enough, to thank all of our sponsors for making this show possible here on AM 1330, The Jolt. Of course, Russell Public Communications, arguably the finest public relations agency on this part of the globe. I say that because I own it. Svend Wine, our good friend John Roberts over there with Svend Wine at svendwine.com. This is great, crafty, hybrid wine aerator and decanter that just simply attaches to the top of a wine bottle and literally transforms the taste and texture of your wine. When Nancy and I were first introduced to Svend Wine, we were quite impressed and have not had a wine since that has not been spun since the early spring. So go out and get your Svend Wine today. Of course, Main Gate Square, a longtime sponsor here that hosts us the first Thursday of every month, and our newest sponsor of 2010, Hem and Her Formal Wear. Our good friends over at Hem and Her have quite possibly the finest formal wear tuxedos, gowns around. And that's Hem and Her Tucson, H-E-M, Hem and Her Tucson.com. So we actually have our next guest who is teed up and ready to go. I had the chance to meet the lovely Yvonne Fouché today out at Catavinos, which is quite possibly one of the most interesting wine-tasting venues I've ever experienced, and I travel the world looking for them. Yvette Fouché, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, I'm very excited about what it is that you're doing over there, and as we chatted a little earlier on today, it is a mission of ours, my wife and mine, to sniff around across Southern Arizona, in fact, across the West Coast, to find some of the best wine-tasting, wine-enjoyment atmospheres, and I stumbled across Catavinos today. Yvonne, I was very impressed. Tell our listeners exactly what this place is and what you have up your sleeve.
Well, What we have is we have a shop, and the business concept is everything in the shop's under $15. So
now let me make sure. I hate to interrupt, Yvonne. I want to make sure that everybody heard exactly what it is that you just said. You said that every wine that you stock at Catavinos is under $15?
That's correct, and I have over 350 labels.
My goodness. So your business model then, Yvonne, is to sort of respond to the myth that you have to spend a ton of money to get a good-tasting wine. You want to introduce wonderful labels to Southern Arizonans in a way that they can afford it.
Well, exactly. And I remember from when we were first considering the shop, and we talked about how anybody can find a great bottle of wine for $30, but try finding a great bottle of wine for $15, and now you've really stumbled onto something.
Right, and I was a little suspicious, I have to admit, before I walked in the door to your place this afternoon, that I could actually find a reasonably tasting wine for under $15. And you you rocked my world when you gave me a little taste of this lovely Cabernet. I can't remember exactly what it was. Perhaps you do.
Sure, that was the McManus Cabernet, and that one's only $12.
Oh, my goodness, a bargain at twice the price. So one of the things that I think distinguishes your space, Yvonne Fouché, from some of the others, is that you actually have formal tastings that you conduct right there that you actually pair up with little bites and little nibbles of cheese.
Yeah, we do. We do tastings every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 4 to 8. It's always the same for that weekend, and it's always a theme. So, for example, this weekend we're doing cabs around the world, and we have cabs from Italy, South Africa, Chile, France, domestic, just so that people can taste the wine side by side and figure out where their palate lies.
Right, and you have basically the world is represented right there under one roof. But what I really like is it's not just this sort of this warehouse feel. When I walked into your place today, I felt like I was being invited to someone's home. I mean, these wonderful little niches and little country tables and chairs and talk a little bit about the treasure chest and the wheelbarrow concept that you've put out there.
Well, and that's also part of the concept, is that drinking wine should be a comfortable thing, and it needs to be relaxed. There isn't anything new and shiny in the shop, so you don't have to worry about breaking things.
So I can bring my kids in.
I have what I call my treasure chest of values, and it's a treasure chest that sits in the middle of the shop, and it's packed full of values that I have bought on closeout. And so the wines that I sell in that treasure chest, I normally can retail for what other shops bought them for wholesale. And you just do that by following the distributors, following what's available, and then when they hit that 2 or 3 case end of the line, you snag it while you can, and you get a great deal on it.
Wonderful. We're talking to Yvonne Fouché, the owner and operator of Catavinos, which is at 3063 North Alvernon, 3063 North Alvernon, and I believe that's just a little bit south, Yvonne, of Fort Lowell.
Yes, that's one block south of Fort Lowell on the west side of the road.
Great. And talk to us a little bit about, I know you're actually doing a tasting as we speak, so I'm delighted that you've taken time out of your busy schedule to actually tell us a little bit about Catavinos, but talk about the tasting that you have going on tonight, and of course Friday and Saturday, how much it costs and sort of what the drill is.
Well, what we do as a rule is we taste 6 wines, and the cost is $10 for a flight of 6. I pour ounce and a half pours, and then if you buy a bottle over 10 in the shop, then the cost drops to $8 for the tasting, so you get a little bit of a break.
Beautiful.
Today, I'm throwing in a 7th wine. I'm calling it a bonus pour because my wine of the month happens to be a Cabernet Sauvignon out of Argentina. So I thought I'd already selected all the other wines, and I thought I'd just throw that in. So this weekend, we're doing 7 wines.
Beautiful. And then outside of your Thursday, Friday, Saturday schedules, you have something called Wine Wednesday.
Correct.
Talk a little bit about that.
Well, it's Wine Wednesday, W-H-I-N-E. And what that is that's where I try and engage the public in helping me select wines. I gain their opinions before I even go ahead and invest in some wines.
Great.
The distributors come in, and we split the cost of the tasting. We go through. Everybody gets to taste the wines. Those tastings are the 2nd and 4th Wednesdays of every month, and they only cost $4.
Mm.
Or they're free if you buy over $20 in the shop. And
what
you
deal.
Do is you go through and you taste them, and rather than me telling you what they taste like, You try and pick out the flavors and determine if you like them. And then I give people the scorecard, and they get to rate the wines in terms of how well they like them and if they think the wines should come in the shop. Now, very frequently, I put wines alongside those that are in the shop, and they have the ability to boot them out of the shop.
Oh, audience participation at its finest.
There you go.
And I'm sure people do their homework.
Yeah.
You give them some sort of tools and tips on tasting wine, but at the end of the day, wine drinking and wine enjoyment is a very subjective experience.
Correct. Correct. So it's very subjective. And they're really, if you like a wine, then that's a good wine.
Wonderful. And you've got cabs around the world Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I see that you have the wines of Italy on next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the 14th, 15th, and 16th, and then mostly Malbecs on January 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, speaking directly to someone who has seen the sales of Malbecs literally go through the roof. What is the Malbec trend all about these days?
Well, I think, you know, they're just coming of age. They're starting to get their exposure. It's a very old and traditional grape out of France, but it seems to do so well down in Argentina, and they're really exploiting the field and doing a good job at it. They're growing the grapes very beautifully, and they're creating some excellent wines. And people really weren't aware of it as a straight varietal wine. It's always been a blending wine.
Mm.
Well, it really is beautiful upon itself, and it's just starting to get discovered, and people are loving it.
That's great, and I can guarantee to our listeners that if you go over to Catavinos on January 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, you're going to be trying some of the great Malbecs that you never thought were possible to obtain for under $50, let alone under $15.
That's right.
Yvonne, tell us about how people can learn a little bit more about your shop. I understand you have an email newsletter, and then do you need reservations to attend these tastings?
No, we don't do reservations. It's kind of first-come, first-served basis, and everything is very casual. We have larger tables, and we encourage people to sit together and talk and make friends and compare their notes on the wines. It's really just intended to be a relaxed, comfortable environment. So, no, there aren't reservations, and there's generally room for a couple people to slide in at a table somewhere.
Wonderful. And hit us with your website address.
My website is Catavinos Wines. So it's winesplural.com.
Catavinoswines.com.
Correct.
Find out all of the things that make you thirsty on that website, and really put it on your calendar and just make it a part of your week to head on over and meet Yvonne Fouché in person, which is a delightful experience, I can say, from personal history. Meet her, hear more about her unique story, taste some of these great wines, and pack your car and take them home and inspire your friends and family. Yvonne Fouché, thanks for everything you're doing in this community, and thanks again for coming on The Menu Live.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Matt.
We'll see you back soon.
Okay, wonderful.
We're going to take a quick break for the news, and then when we return, we're going to be talking to the man himself, Mr. Sam Musselmani from Sinbad's Restaurant at 810 East University Boulevard, where we're broadcasting our show tonight. You don't want to miss it, and he's giving dinner, the two-for-one dinner, to the winner of this week's trivia question, so you don't want to miss that. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Tucson Jolt.
Having heard from all of you, it seems only fair, doesn't it, that you should now hear from all of me.
KJLL, South Tucson.
CNN Radio, I'm Stan Case. President Obama is ordering a series of reforms to prevent a repeat of the December 25th terrorist incident. He says the first line of defense is timely, accurate intelligence that's properly integrated.
Rather than a failure to collect or share intelligence, this was a failure to connect and understand the intelligence that we already have.
The steps the president has ordered include stronger criteria for putting people on the no-fly list and more widespread distribution of intelligence reports. A White House report blames human errors for the failures that led to the Christmas Day terrorist incident. It cites delayed dissemination of intelligence reports and a failure to stitch together the bits and pieces of information. Blustery winter weather stretches across much of the U.S. The frigid blast has forced airlines to cut flights. At least 400 have been canceled at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Through January 13th, get free shipping on most orders of $49 or more at HomeDepot.com. Even if it's bulky like a closet storage system or chunky like a countertop appliance or a bathroom fixture, getting it delivered to your door will cost you exactly zero, thanks to free shipping on orders of $49 or more at HomeDepot.com. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Some restrictions apply. Visit HomeDepot.com for details.
AutoZone. Make sure your car can handle the cold by making a trip to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Hurry to AutoZone for your winter tune-up necessities. We have the parts and advice you need to keep your car running at peak performance. Right now, save a dollar when you buy a 12-ounce bottle of Chevron ProGuard fuel injector cleaner for only $3.99. Keep your car running strong all winter. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications, broadcasting yet again on a beautiful first Thursday of the month here, January 7th, for the first Thursday Art Walk here at Main Gate Square. And we are delighted to be hosted this month by Sinbad's Restaurant, located at 810 East University Boulevard. We are quite literally in the heart of Main Gate Square. And as I said to our producer in the commercial break, The aroma coming out of this restaurant is quite something, and we're going to be talking to the man himself who helped bring this great concept to Main Gate Square. But this is the place you need to be. If you're not here, I'm sure you're on your way. Live music, the Odaiko Sonora drummers are setting up in grand majesty right there at the entrance to the gate. We've got all kinds of activities for the kids. We've got things for the adults as well. We've got wine tastings at Old Dubliner and at Villa Thai Cuisine. We've got things happening quite literally outside of every one of the restaurants and boutiques and salons right here at Main Gate Square. But this is the place we have chosen to broadcast from today at Sinbad's Restaurant. And I'm sitting next to the owner himself, Mr. Sam Muthelmani. Sam, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you for having me on.
Well, this is a real treat for us, and I say selfishly because I'm a huge, fine Mediterranean cuisine enthusiast, and there are a few places, Sam Muthelmani, that do it like you do, because I think you really have that cultural appreciation for what people really expect when they come in and how you exceed their expectations. Tell us a little bit about Sinbad's.
Well, Sinbad's been in Main Gate Square for quite a while now. And we try to bring the same cultural Mediterranean diet that we grew up on back to Tucson. I'm a great believer in the Mediterranean diet and its benefits. We try to make it as authentic as possible. If you haven't tried the Mediterranean diet, I urge you to come down. Try a hearty, healthy food in a beautiful surrounding.
I stop you there because people think that hearty and healthy is an oxymoron. I mean, how can you combine hearty and healthy? But this Mediterranean, what is it about the way you craft a Mediterranean meal that can allow you to do something so delicious and fulfilling and do it in a way that's actually good for you?
That is a good point, Matt. It's not an oxymoron. Now there has been studies after studies that prove the health benefit of the Mediterranean diet. And I can tell you that the diet is known for its high intake of vegetables, of legumes, of fruits, of nuts. And the main thing, it's the extra virgin olive oil. Mm. And that's where people would think it's an oxymoron, since olive oil is fat. But the kind of fat that the olive oil is made of is a monounsaturated fat.
Right.
And that's the part that is good for you. And the diet is also not known to be high in saturated lipids, which is the part that is bad for you, which causes the diseases in terms of a heart disease or high cholesterol or diabetes and so forth. So
you can go to sleep at night knowing that you've given everybody an exceptional culinary experience, and you might even be adding years to their lives, Sam.
I am the first in line as customer here, and I say that full-heartedly. I know the stuff that we bring, I mean, the olive oil is extra virgin olive oil that we import from Italy.
Mm.
Our feta cheese is from Greece. I mean, we get some of our meat from Wilcox. It's organic, grown. I know what is being fed to the lamb, and that's one of the specialties we are known for on the meat side. So,
and I would say that speaks quite genuinely to your sort of business model and your culture, is that you're going to spend a little bit more money to provide people with the kinds of ingredients, and like you said, the fresh ingredients and the organic meats, and you're getting your olive oil from Italy. You're going to go that extra step, spend a little bit more money to give people that kind of experience.
Absolutely, absolutely. Like I said, I'm the first customer here. I eat quite a bit here. We want to offer an authentic experience to the customers that come in. We have a lot of repeat customers that come almost every day. And we're trying to make the prices equitable and competitive with others. But you know that what you're getting is a healthy meal. This is not fast food. This is good for your health. At the same time, it tastes fantastic.
Wonderful. And as we look around here, as people are slowly making their way across the plaza and into Sinbad's restaurant here as we speak, my guess is that you do a really strong lunch business, because, you know, this is where all the action is. You know, not only is it the university community, but I know people that will drive 15, 20 miles to come and have lunch here. But I'm sitting here and the sun is going down. It's 20 minutes to 6, and I have to say, this is one of the nicest patios in Southern Arizona, as in terms of a setting. But when the sun goes down, these lights come up, and you've created this you know, almost this Mediterranean garden setting out here. Talk a little bit about the setting.
The patio is quite wonderful. We have a large fountain, not only for adults to enjoy, but rather for families with kids to run around and enjoy not only the meal, but the surrounding as well, which is kind of authentic as well in terms of being in the Mediterranean and, you know, seeing the atmosphere as not only a meal, but where you're sitting and the surrounding.
Right. And you can personally experience that if you join all of your friends down here at the First Thursday Art Walk. Again, we're broadcasting live from Main Gate Square tonight at Sinbad's Restaurant, fine Mediterranean cuisine, at 810 East University, literally in the heart of Main Gate Square. And we're talking to Sam Musselmani, the owner of Sinbad's, and all he's done to create that unique Mediterranean experience that few people have been able to do successfully. Let's talk a little bit about your menu, because I'm starving, and we need to get through this so I know exactly what I'm bringing home for dinner tonight. But you have this wonderful array of you know, soups and salads and appetizers, and I should add to our listeners, Sam and his brother Freddie have offered half-off appetizers tonight, so you want to take advantage of that. But there's wonderful pocket pies and beef and lamb and chicken. But I look at this menu, and I see the vegetarian side of the page is probably half your menu. So talk to us a little bit about what you're doing to the vegetarian, you know, providing for the vegetarian community that's more than sort of your token vegetable over rice dish.
Guys, Matt, the vegetarian menu for us is not an afterthought.
Mm.
It's a main part of our menu. And we have more than 11 dishes on the menu that cater to all type of true vegetarians. In addition, we have salads, and I can mention 8 or 9 type of salads.
Mm.
that goes to the heart of what I was mentioning in terms of the Mediterranean diet. I'll mention the spinach salad. It says spinach leaves with mushrooms, onions, fresh feta cheese, walnuts, and tomato. This is exactly, and it comes topped with walnuts. Really healthy choice for people to start their meal with, or to have it be the main meal.
And that's not a $14.99 salad, as you're going to find at a number of places around town. That salad's under $8.
That is true. Again, we are trying to stay competitive and attract the university people in addition to the people around the area.
Right. What do you tell people when they come into your restaurant, Sam, and they might not have experienced Mediterranean cuisine and perhaps they think they might have, but not authentic Mediterranean cuisine, and they look at you and they say, surprise me. I don't know where to begin with this menu. It all sounds so romantic and so poetic, but I don't even know where to begin. How do you help people come to a decision about what they might want to try?
That was one of our problem at the beginning. Then we found a combination plate. If you look at the menu, Matt, under appetizers, the combination plate is a sampler plate that gives you kind of a sample of all the appetizers that are on our menu. And that will give you a flavor of the type of dishes that you can order. So I recommend for people coming in to try the sampler plate.
Great.
And it's for $8.99, but it gives you a taste of the hummus, of the baba ghanoush, of the dolmades, of the falafel. So it's a wonderful treat for you to start your meal with.
Great, and I had lunch here a couple of weeks ago, and I'm a big baba ghanoush fan, so I started out with some baba ghanoush, and I had this lovely eggplant pita. And you know, there are sort of the more typical kinds of dishes. I hate to call them typical because the way you do it is so unique, but there's the hummus and the baba ghanoush. But what are the kinds of things that you'd recommend to someone when you'd say, you know, you can find hummus and baba ghanoush other places, but rarely you're going to be able to find this at other places. What's that sort of big and bold entree that your chef in the kitchen is going to rejoice that someone actually ordered? Is there one piece out there that really is a crystallizing example of what it is that you do?
The good question again, and I'm biased in that regard. For the vegetarian people, I truly recommend the khudra plate, and that's spelled K-H-O-D-R-A, khudra. And it literally means vegetables. And it contains zucchini, mushrooms, onion, tomato, carrots, broccoli, cauliflower, and fresh green peppers.
Mm.
It's sautéed in a blend of spices, and it's served with hummus and rice on the side. And
for under $10. I mean, how?
$10.
My goodness.
But this is delicious, and I guess we have plenty of other dishes on the menu, but I'm biased toward that for the vegetarian people. For the meat-eater people, again, as I mentioned before, we're known for our lamb, and any of the specialties that is under our lamb menu are good. I tend to go for the riesh, which translates into lamb chops.
Mm. With a raspberry sauce on a bed of rice with steamed vegetables.
Absolutely. Raspberry sauce
My
is a must.
Goodness.
Try it. We do all of our sauces in-house. All of the ingredients are brought in daily. We don't bring anything from a can. So for hummus and the baba ghanoush, you can go around town and you can see them in a can. And here, we really bring the ingredients from the garbanzo beans to the oil to the everything, fresh every day, and we make it.
And what you put on a plate, I'm sure, can be put in a pita, made as a sandwich. Again, I am shocked to go down your menu of sandwiches. I mean, there has to be 15, 20 sandwiches here, and I don't see a one, Sam Musselmani, that's over $6. I mean, and these are culinary treats.
In sandwiches, that's more for people that are in a rush, that don't have the time to wait on a full dish, and again, being you know, we're trying to have people afford the Mediterranean diet
and
have a taste of it. Because, like I said, I mean, it's not only tasting good, it's good for you. Sinbad's has won Best in Tucson many years now in a row. We've known for the good food. We want to encourage people to come down if you haven't tried our food. Come down, sample it. Like you said, it's half off on all of our appetizers, so please come down and enjoy.
And they can come meet you and Freddie, and you're not the kind of guys that just sort of come in, own a place, and, you know, go up to your penthouse in a condo and hope business is good. I mean, you're sitting right down here with your customers.
So we are here. You can see Freddie here. My father is here.
Mm.
It's a family atmosphere. We like it that way. I mean, we're not a chain. We're, you know, local Tucson people. Been in Tucson for almost 27 years. So Tucson is home for us.
Wonderful. And you've created this home atmosphere and this home environment. And as I said, it really is like walking into your home and being treated like a family member when you come to Sinbad's. So we often hear on the beverage side of the menu, Sam, we often hear about these authentic, you know, sort of Turkish or Mediterranean drinks. Tell us what you have in terms of libations.
For our drinks, we have a drink called Ayran. Ayran is what is an iced yogurt mint drink, and that is kind of salty drink. So people, you know, just be aware of that. It's a delicious drink for people that are thirsty. It's well known in part of the Middle East. They drink it quite often. In addition, we have the fresh fruit cocktail, and it's a blend layers of mango, strawberry, and banana juices. And that's a delicious drink for anybody.
Mm.
I mean, that's my favorite there. In addition, we have, of course, the Turkish coffee, authentic Turkish coffee that is brewed on demand for each customer.
Great. Again, we're talking to Sam Musulmani, the owner of this wonderful place, this wonderfully authentic Mediterranean restaurant called Sinbad's Restaurant, located at 810 East University Boulevard, right in the heart of Main Gate Square, an award-winning, as you just heard here on the Menu Live, literally an award-winning restaurant that is doing Mediterranean cultural sophisticated food like you're not going to find in many other places around this part of the country. We've heard some great things about the organic meats that he brings in and the olive oil that he gets fresh from Italy and the feta cheese that he gets fresh from Greece. Sam's not shopping at Costco. No, he's going to the parts of the world where the real food is and bringing it here for all of Southern Arizona to enjoy. I think the time has come, Sam, to read this week's trivia question. Again, you and your brother are kind enough to say the winner of this question is going to be your guest here at Sinbad's. Come in and buy dinner, and you're going to give them the next dinner for free. My thanks to you. So why don't you give our listeners the question of this week, and I will remind everybody the number to call, 529-3508, 529-3508, if you think you know the answer to this question.
The question, Matt, is how long has Sinbad been in Maiden Gate Square?
How long has Sinbad's been in Maiden Gate Square? What year did Sinbad's open its doors for the first time in Main Gate Square? The number to call is 529-3508. A chance to win dinner, a two-for-one dinner here at Sinbad's. The number to call, 529-3508. Give it a shot. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, there's nothing like a tux to make you look your best for that special occasion. Right now, Hem & Her is offering an extraordinary selection of tuxedos for only $129. Own your tuxedo without the hassle and repeated cost of a rental. Hem & Her is located at 4004 North Stone Avenue, between Prince and Wetmore. Look your best in your very own tux for only $129. Online at hemandhertucson.com.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. just west of the University of Arizona main gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Maingate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Maingate Square.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
The Danish wine sensation Svin Wine has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svin Wine. Relying on European technology, Svin Wine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through Svin Wine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, Svin Wine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach Svin Wine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your Svin Wine online at spinwine.com. That's www.spinwine.com. Svin Wine, think outside the bottle.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications, alongside my good friend Mr. Sam Musselmani from Sinbad's Restaurant. Sam, welcome back.
Thank you.
There we are broadcasting live from 810 East University Boulevard, Main Gate Square, for the First Thursday Art Walk. And I do believe we've got a couple of brave callers who called 529-3508 to let us know if they think they know the answer to the question to get two for one here on Sam Musselmani. Let's go to line one. Eddie, welcome to On the Menu Live. Eddie.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. Where are you calling from, Eddie?
I am just passing Stone and Speedway.
Oh, you are so close, my friend. I can see you. No doubt you're on the way to Main Gate Square, but I appreciate you listening to the show, and I have to applaud your you sound like an overly confident young man. Sam wants to know if you know the answer to the question, what year did Sinbad's open for the first time?
You know, this is just nothing but a guess, but I'm going to say 1999.
1999. Well, you know, you're close. You're close, Eddie. It was a little bit before 1999. To give you a little bit of a hint, but I want you to hang up and call back if you think you know the answer, because there's still time. Thanks again for listening. In the meantime, we're going to go to line two. Bobby, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Thank you.
Hey, Bobby, where are you calling from?
I'm on my way home, so I'm near St. Joseph's Hospital.
On your way home, well, you have to do a quick U-turn and stop by and meet Sam Musselmani. He's here signing autographs all night.
I got to grab my husband first.
I do want to thank you for listening to the show, and thank you as well for trying out the trivia question. Eddie said 1999. He was a little late. It was a little bit before that. Why don't you tell me when you think it was?
Well, I heard him say that he'd been in Tucson for 27 years. I didn't. The math is bad for me as far as the year.
Sounds So let's see. Well, we're going to have to do live math here. So 2010 minus 27. No, I think that would be, boy, I think that would be like 1983 or something like that. Huh? Now, yeah. Sam might have been in town for that long, but not the restaurant. But Bobby,
okay.
We appreciate you calling
well,
in.
And I'm still going to go down there.
Dial again, 529-3508. Yeah, we'll allow return callers. If you want to have two for one here at Sinbad's Restaurant, again, we're talking to Sam Musselmani, who wants to know if there's anybody in our listening audience who knows exactly when Sinbad's opened its doors for the first time here at Main Gate Square. Eddie was bold enough to say 1999, and he was a little bit late. It was before that, and I think we're going to be kind and say, you know, if you want to guess and you're within a two-year range, we're going to give that gift card to you.
Hey, Matt.
Again, call, yeah.
Oh, sorry to interrupt you there. I was just going to say we got Bob and Rachel when you're ready.
Okay, Bob, welcome to On the Menu Live. Hello, Bob, are you with us? Oh, Bob.
I said Todd F.
Oh, Todd. Okay. Todd, welcome to On the Menu Live. Where are you calling from?
I'm on cold, headed home.
Cold, headed home. Well, I'm glad you're listening to On the Menu Live. Have a safe trip home tonight. We've heard 1999 is a little bit late, and if you want to give it a shot, and if you're within 2 years, let us know what you have.
I'm going to go with 96 because I wasn't in the truck.
1996 is still just a little bit late. We're getting closer, though. I want to thank you for listening on Menu Live. Hang up and try again if you think you know the answer. Again, we're going to give this two-for-one gift card to whoever is within a two-year range. Mark, who do we have next?
Rachel.
Rachel, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hello.
How are you tonight?
Good, thank you.
Tell us where you're calling from, Rachel.
A parking lot.
One would only help your...
I don't drive it while I'm talking on the phone.
A public service announcement from Rachel and Associates, who cares about all of our listeners and their driving safety. Thank you so much for listening to the show, and thanks for letting us talk to you about Sinbad's Restaurant. We've heard 1999, which is late. We've heard 1996, which is a little bit late, but we're going to give it to you if you're within 2 years. Lay it on me, Rachel.
1993.
Sam, what do you say?
I think we have a winner, so congratulations. The actual date opening was 1992, but
oh,
I think...
Cool.
I think we will give it. We will give it to her.
Absolutely!
So.
Congratulations, Rachel. 1992 was the big year. You guessed 93. You're within that 2 year range. Let me ask you this: have you been to Sinbad's Restaurant before?
I have never been there, and I have lived in Tucson since 1975.
Oh,
Sam,
she doesn't
know
what she's missing. I think I wish I could be here when you walked here and when you walked into the door for the first time. I want to see the glow that just surrounds you, Rachel, as you walk into this place and you breathe in these wonderful aromas and Sam brings out his best. And it's just poetry, Rachel. It's poetry.
Well, you know, my doctor said to eat a Mediterranean diet, so
great.
There you
well,
go.
That's what it's all about. Well, listen, we're just out of time. I want you to stay on the line because Mark is going to get all of your information. We're going to get that information to you about your two-for-one, and thanks again for listening.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
That is fantastic, Sam. She's going to be here for the first time, and she'll tell all her friends about this great experience that she had.
Absolutely. I hope she will enjoy it. I'm sure she is right about her doctor telling her about the Mediterranean diet. It's something we touched on at the beginning of the show.
Great.
It's not only tasting good, but it's good for you.
Wait, you want to be here at Sinbad's Restaurant. I want to thank Sam Musselmani. I want to thank Yvonne Fouché from Catavinos. And, of course, Mary Lou Williams, our featured artist of the month down here at Main Gate Square on this first Thursday Art Walk. If you missed any part of the show, listen Saturday at noon. And in the meantime, this is Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Thursday at 5, it's On the Menu Live. Have a great weekend.
Local talk at its best.
Real talk is what this is.
AM 1330, KJLL, South Tucson.